it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Time for Toker Talk Radio. So glad you could be here for hour two, where we let what's left of my hair down. Let me loosen this tie here. I'm a little hot. I'm a little mad. I'm mad! Gotta get me some James Brown payback going in there. I want revenge! Let's go to our phone lines. We got Electric Bob is on the line, I think. Is that you, Bob?
Yeah, it's me, Russ.
Oh, my goodness. You're loud.
Oh, I don't know why I'm so loud.
I don't know. Now I think it's better now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of heated, too, and I'm letting my hair down. I got to get a haircut soon. But there seems to be a major case of stoners against legalization going on here in Phoenix.
Uh-oh. What's the latest?
The latest is a bunch of people are trying to go against dispensaries. Saying ban this place, ban this place, ban this place. I was just wanting some pointers. I'm going to start going to these meetings because this is my hometown. I can't see it go down because some people they're all really pissy about their grow rights, which I'm mad about too. But in Oregon, Washington doesn't have grow rights. A lot of places don't have grow rights. You get your grow rights, fight for the grow rights afterwards. Worry about legalization first.
Yeah, a lot easier to fight for grow rights without criminality.
Exactly.
It's happening in Washington State. You know, they worried in Washington State, oh, no, if we pass 502, it doesn't have home grow. We'll never be able to change it. Well, they're already changing it. They're already looking at changing it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's just kind of making me mad today because I'm trying to tell these people and they're just disagreeing with me. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
How can you be for something that you partake in and tell me, oh, boo-hoo, I can't grow? Well, yeah, guess what? I can't grow either.
Right. You know, the problem that a lot of people have is they compare the legalization being offered to the legalization they want instead of the prohibition they have.
Exactly. And here people have cards, and it's mostly people who have cards who are saying, oh, well, I can just, because patient-to-patient is legal here because of a loophole.
Right.
So a lot of people are doing that, not even going to the dispensaries.
So
I'm
sorry,
like, whatever. Just...
Are you telling me that people with medical marijuana cards are opposing legalization? Say it ain't so.
Yeah, exactly. Say it ain't so. But yeah,
it's tough though. I mean, I see their point, man. When you get, you know, what little rights you've got as a medical, you know, person, medical consumer. It's hard to countenance anything that you think might affect that, but it's really short-sighted to not see that full-scale marijuana legalization helps everybody.
Yeah, because if you can go on the Maricopa County Sheriff's website and they have all the mugshots. You click drugs, it goes for pages. You click anything else, it's like maybe two or three.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody, you know, if you've never done that, check out your local county sheriff's website. They usually have a mugshot gallery, And you can, they're usually public records. You can scroll through that stuff. And I did one graphic, and I've used it in my PowerPoints ever since. I went to a website called whosarrested.com, and it posts some of these public mugshots. And I just picked on Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, because they listed, you know, what it was the mugshot was for. And one of their specific charges is possession of less than 25 grams of marijuana. With other websites, it was like, you know, drug possession. And I wouldn't know. It was like, was that marijuana? Was that meth? I don't know how much was, you know. But this one has a specific charge, less than 25 grams of marijuana. And so I clipped out all of the mugshots for January and February of 2012 that got busted for less than 25 grams of marijuana. And I lined them up. I made stacks of them, right? The stack of white mugshots, 11. The stack of Hispanic mugshots, 15. The stack of black mugshots, 138.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And here it's kind of, there's still a lot of blacks, in, but it's mostly Hispanics.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine in Arizona that's going to be the situation. And oftentimes this is being used as a stand-in for what they want to do, is just bust, you know, Mexican people, bust black people, don't like immigrants, whatever it might be. Oh, you've got weed? Well, there, that's all the excuse I need.
Well, that's what the laws originally came up in Arizona back in the 1913. Oh, they're coming over here and smoking pot and taking our white women.
Yep. Yep, it's always the damn white women.
It's the white women. It's never the senoritas or the nice black girls. It's always the white women.
I know, and considering the black ladies and some of the senoritas, the white women, give them a run for the money, I'm telling you. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Hey,
well,
thanks for your call.
Talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Bob. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again, and good luck with everything that's going on down there in Arizona. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I've got some extra anti-drug public service announcements of the day. New stuff I downloaded. I can't wait to watch it. Back right after this.
Jive, marry, grifo, grass, hay. Technically, it's cannabis sativa, the common name, marijuana. She has found a crutch to see her through her difficulties instead of facing up to them and coping with them. And in time, she may be ready to try something different, something better.
Gateway theory doesn't work. Maybe. It's a reality.
420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. Connect with 420radio.org through social media, on Twitter at 420radio.org, and our Facebook page at 420radio.org. Follow us and like us today. You'll be glad you did. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today. In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
Yo, what's up? We're Run DMC. And what we got for you might not be a rhyme, but it's the truth.
When it comes to drugs, only one word counts. No. Just say no.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org.
Oh, yeah. Run DMC telling you to just say no. So I guess we better close up shop. Nobody's going to be smoking marijuana anymore. That's from 1988, part of our anti-drug public service announcement library. We play those in the second half hour every day on the Russ Belville Show. But today, just thought I'd bring you some extras. We got another one coming up after the Groovin' Thursday break as well, featuring one of my favorite 80s TV casts. So we'll talk to you about that soon. But I want to continue on this Oregon cities and counties. This Rob Bovet guy, the lobbyist for the Oregon counties. Now, you got to understand some skullduggery going on here too, right? Because the Oregon Liquor Control Commission is in charge of regulating marijuana and coming up with the basic rules and such. It's headed by a guy named Rob Patridge. Rob Patridge is the district attorney of Klamath County, one of the anti-marijuana counties, and he himself voted against Measure 91. So when Rob Bovet needs to make an argument to the Liquor Control Commission about how things should be regulated, he gets to talk to someone who's friendly with his perspective. Similarly, there's a joint Measure 91 committee in Salem working on this issue that's got a few people stocked on it as well, who are friendly to Bovet and these kind of guys' arguments. And it's really fascinating. Some of the legal arguments he's putting forth here are speed limit in the chat room. One of our attorney friends has come up with some really interesting points about this. For example, Rob Bovet is arguing that marijuana legalization is putting the counties in a precarious position. His quote had something to do with the fact, and I wish I could find this. I'm looking for the Oregon Live article on this. Let me see if I can find it. Rob Bovet, marijuana lawsuit. Let's see if it's coming up here. So I had it earlier today. But, okay. Oregon marijuana law could face legal challenge, city and county associations say. And he says, frankly, I would prefer to work with you than to go to court, talking to the legislators. So he's threatening to sue the legislature as it tries to implement the law that the people passed. And they've got an 8-page legal memo that I'm going to be taking a look at later on tonight as I write my law for this. But write my letter for this. Bovet argues in the memo that forcing local governments to accept retail marijuana establishments could run afoul of federal courts, given that the drug is still illegal under federal law. It's one thing, Bovet told the committee, for a state to say it won't prosecute anyone for possessing small amounts of marijuana. It's another to compel a city or county to accept an activity that is still illegal under federal law. Okay, so here's his point, folks. You're going to make the counties break federal law. You can't make the counties break federal law. That's a terrible thing to make the counties have to do, is to break federal law. And then in the very next paragraph, Bovet argues that even under state law, cities and counties have the ability to go around Measure 91 to levy taxes and have more latitude in restricting or prohibiting retail sales. Oh, okay. So it's a real bad thing to force the counties to have to allow this federally illegal activity. But then you want to tax it. So you're okay with the federally illegal activity if you get to get your little slice of the pie, if you get a little cut of the action, if you get to add your own local tax to it, then it's not such a big deal. This is straight out extortion. Hey, yeah, you better, you got a nice state here. It'd be a shame if anything should happen to it. You wouldn't want to have any lawsuits or anything getting in your way, you know? Maybe you cut us in on some local taxes, capiche? Yeah, you cut us in on some local taxes and, we can make this lawsuit thing go away. What do you say? Is this just unbelievable or what? And here's the other thing. And again, all of the thanks to Speed Limit in our chat room for helping me come up with this stuff. But the Department of Justice has, that's interesting, My virus scanner says the justice.gov website has a bad reputation. That's interesting. But anyway, there's 8 enforcement priorities that have been outlined in what is known as the Cole Memo as far as marijuana legalization goes. Okay, the federal government has said, hey, look, you know, this marijuana legalization thing is happening. We're not for it, but if it's going to happen, we'll kind of look the other way if you're doing the following. If you're preventing the distribution of marijuana to minors, if you're preventing the sale of marijuana from going to criminal enterprises, gangs, and cartels, if you're preventing the diversion of marijuana from states where it's legal to other states, if you're preventing marijuana as being used for the cover for other illegal drugs, if you're preventing violence and the use of firearms in marijuana cultivation and distribution, if you're trying to prevent drugged driving, if you're trying to prevent the growing of marijuana on public lands, and if you're preventing marijuana possession on federal property, if you're following those 8 guidelines, then your marijuana legalization, we'll just let it slide. So one has to ask Rob Bovet, Scott Winkles, the counties and the cities that want to sue to overturn the will of the people, why do you want to go against the Cole Memo? They're suing to get local taxes. They want to have the ability to locally tax marijuana. We know that local taxation of marijuana is going to increase the price of it in the legal market. We know increases in the legal price of marijuana benefit the illegal market in marijuana. What's this part about preventing revenue from the sale of marijuana from going to criminal enterprises, gangs, and cartels? If Portland keeps a 10% tax on marijuana and the price of an ounce of weed in Portland is $2.20 at the legal market, but it's, I'm sorry, $220, sorry, $2.20 an ounce. I'm looking far, far ahead. If the price of a legal ounce in Portland is $220 and the price of an illegal ounce in Portland is $200, don't you think that tax is going to help benefit the criminal enterprises, gangs, and cartels that are selling it illegally? Measure 91 also specified that only a vote of the people should be able to ban marijuana grows, marijuana commerce, and so forth. But they want to have the right to ban it through a city council vote. Well, with no legal place to grow marijuana on a commercial basis, where do you suppose illegal growers are going to grow it? Maybe on public lands where there are attendant public safety and environmental dangers posed by marijuana production? Exactly what the Cole Memo says we need to be fighting. We're supposed to prevent the distribution of marijuana to minors. Last time I checked, licensed pot shops in a city would be required to prevent the distribution of marijuana to minors. But the illegal dealers who are undercutting the local tax, they got no compunction against selling to minors. Why does Rob Bovet want more dealing to minors? Everything he's trying to accomplish here, counter to the will of the people that supported Measure 91, are things that are going to help Oregon violate the Cole Memo. They're going to lead to more Cole Memo violations. You are, as speed limit writes it here perfectly, if you're impeding the implementation of the state regulations and tax system by litigating, you are clearly promoting the black market and violating the tenets of the Cole Memo. It couldn't be more clear. This is all about money. Here's what's really going on. Why they want that local vote? They know that even in a county like Klamath that voted against Measure 91, the idea of voting against marijuana businesses, banning them, and therefore not getting a piece of the marijuana tax pie is going to be hard for the voters to pass up. It's going to be a tough election to say we can't hire teachers because we want to keep marijuana banned.
I know nothing.
Sorry there, Rob Bovet had to interrupt. 4:20 here in the Pacific time zone. Couldn't it come at a better time for me, because I am riled up. Gonna be some fun letter writing tonight. Stay tuned, we got our Groovin' Thursday with Chuck Diesel coming up with Currency and Smoke Dizza. Probably mispronounced that, but what the hell.
420 Radio, fighting prohibition since 2012.
With over a billion people in the world, chances are there's somebody out there just like you. There are software engineers, pastry chefs, artists, and people with medical conditions. And what do many of these people have in common? They use marijuana. It's expected that marijuana will be legalized in California. And when that happens, what will be the biggest concern? Safety. That's where we come in. High Def Transit is a discreet shuttle service that also serves as a mobile vapor room. Members can medicate on board while our certified drivers get you to your destination safely so you can enjoy the ride. So hop in, make friends, and ride safe. High Def Transit.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Ah, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's 23 after the hour. Time for us to get to our Groovin' Thursday Daily Toker Tunes. And unfortunately, we don't have Chuck Diesel calling in today, unless I missed the call, but I don't think I did. Unfortunately, no Chuck Diesel today. We're just going to have to go straight to the song. This is Currency with Smoke Dizza. I sure hope I'm pronouncing that right. With First Light.
Got the hairy front.
Exiting the strike of boat, clean as fuck, eating millions and shit and soap. It's in the ceilings, it's in the walls, it's in the flow. That's old news, the real drugs is in the flow. Gold shoes, dating spokes on the 94. Fleetwood, my weed and fucking my bottom, bitch help me sleep good. G's spent on that motor work, monsters under these hoods. Click too thick for you to see through it. You know how we do it, way different from them. Mama, who let them in? Undesirables, non-viable. This is what them bosses flick they lighters to. This is Harlem and New Orleans. This is old schools and dry farms.
Right.
This that first smoke of the month. This that shit you always wanted.
Right.
I hope you suckers ready for it. You know your bitch is waiting on it. This that first smoke of the month. This that shit you always wanted.
Fuck the fame, give me the money and bud. Nigga can walk through Harlem and it's nothing but love. A1, none of these rap guys is fucking with us. They don't even look cool, most these niggas is sus. You rocking with the innovators, imitated, never duplicated. If you don't feel that, then chances is you's a hater. I can smell a motherfucker that's jealous. Look at you, all in your feelings, you can't help it, nigga. Look at the ground when real niggas round. I can see through the fake love and fake pounds. I ain't tripping, I don't kick it with them. Versus they could cop it long as they got the ticket for it. That's us.
This is Harlem in New Orleans. This is old schools and dry farms.
Right.
This that first smoke of the month. This that shit you always want.
Right.
I hope you suckers ready for it. You know your bitch is waiting on it. This that first smoke of the month. This that shit you always want.
.420 Radio, your ticket to the Boston Freedom Rally. The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney." Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com.
Oh man, I really dig this tune. You should really check out this groove.
Cool. Groovy.
Hey, check out more deep cuts like this on my show, Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink, every Thursday night on 420 Radio.
Funky Roller Rink.
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
Hi, we're the Cats of Fame. We're here to ask you to take a second look at marijuana.
New studies show that pot damages your lungs a lot more than you think, especially if you're still growing.
So anyone who tells you pot's harmless is wasting their breath, whether it's school, sports, or working out.
The American Lung Association.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org.
Nine-Eyes, I greet in the name of the mighty King of Eyes, play by the King of Eyes, I bring an eye and stuff, guys, I know responsibility to dreadlocks. Yes!
Welcome back, everyone. 29 after the hour here at 420 Radio's Rolla J Studios in Portland, Oregon, where we are fighting to just get our initiative enacted. I mean, 56% of us voted for it. Hundred thousand people signed a petition for it. At least 86,000 of those were valid. What the hell do you got to do to get a law passed in this state? So I've pulled up the memo during break here. Oh, by the way, did you like that ad with the cast from Fame? I know that I've seriously reconsidered my marijuana consumption after that. But I've pulled up the memo. This is from the Association of Oregon Counties, and it's their and the League of Oregon Cities, and it's their legal memo, 8-page legal memo, as to why they believe they have greater rights than the will of the people that voted for an initiative in a statewide general election by the greatest margin of any state that ever passed legalization. So, right out of the gate, section one of what they write about, Home Rule Authority, I will read you verbatim from the memo, says, quote, "Before examining the text of Measure 91, it is important to note that Oregon is a home rule state, which allows a city or county the power to adopt ordinances on any matter unless specifically preempted by state law." You mean like the state law we just passed with a 56% vote that specifically preempts the local taxation of marijuana? That specifically preempts the home rule ability of a city or a county to ban marijuana? You're opening with that. Now, I'm no lawyer. Maybe this is splitting hairs. Maybe the passage of an initiative isn't actually state law. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Seems to me, though, 56% of the people of Oregon voted for something that says specifically we're going to overrule city and county home rule. I don't know how much clearer that can be. Section 2 of the memo. Now, he's got a whole bunch of legal mumble jumbo that I haven't waded through yet, but I will. But here's Section 2, review of Measure 91 provisions. It appears the drafters of Measure 91 borrowed provisions from the Oregon Liquor Control Act. Yes, they did. They copied it damn near word for word. Here's Measure 91. Our marijuana legalization says, "This act, designed to operate uniformly throughout the state, shall be paramount and superior to, and shall fully replace and supersede, any and all municipal charter enactments or local ordinances inconsistent with it. Such charters and ordinances hereby are repealed." Now, let me read for you the liquor law that says, quote, "The Liquor Control Act, designed to operate uniformly throughout the state, shall be paramount and superior to, and shall fully replace and supersede, any and all municipal charter enactments or local ordinances inconsistent with it. Such charters and ordinances hereby are repealed." Remarkably similar. It's a fucking word-for-word copy, douchebag. Jesus Christ. Is a word-for-word copy of the liquor law. Now, he's trying to nitpick and split hairs over what inconsistent really means. Inconsistent means it's only in direct conflict with state law, when the legislature's intent to preempt is clear and unmistakable. Clear and unmistakable. How clear and unmistakable is Measure 91 when it says the sole taxation authority on marijuana shall be given to the state? How clear and unmistakable is that only a vote of the people in a general election can ban marijuana licensing? How clear and unmistakable do we have to be? And direct conflict. Well, let's see. We have a law that says cities and counties can't pass taxes on marijuana. And we have cities and counties that pass taxes on marijuana. I'm not sure how much more direct a conflict you could come up with. What else we got in this? Local option. Oh, yes, that has to be near the general election. Similar provisions, blah, blah, blah. We'll get to that later. Time, place, and manner. That's the other thing they want to do. They want to be able to zone us into red light districts, far from anyone's view. Section 59 of Measure 91 says that cities and counties may adopt reasonable time, place, and manner regulations of the nuisance aspects of establishments that sell marijuana to consumers if the city or county makes specific findings that the establishment would cause adverse effects to occur. So his response to that is that Section 59 is not preemptive, and they can go ahead and do whatever the hell they want. And there's so much more in this. Then he brings up federal law. He says, "Despite assertions to the contrary, Measure 91 does not clearly preempt local governments. Oregon's strong home rule principles, the history of the Oregon Liquor Control Act, on which Measure 91 appears to be based, and federal law all call into question the preemptive effect of Measure 91. Consequently, if the legislature does not act to clarify and preserve local control, local governments are likely to face litigation regarding their authority to regulate, prohibit, and tax recreational marijuana facilities, resulting in uncertainty for local governments, business owners, and residents alike. Give us what we want or we're suing you. That's what he's saying. And yeah, the whole thing about federal law. We're really worried about federal law, but we still want to tax it. Yeah. Ha. Speed Limit says Bovette and the counties want an addendum added to Measure 91 with a stick figure diagram. That way they can tell whether or not their actions are inconsistent. Yeah. So we'll be writing up a letter for that later on tonight on some Portland Normal letterhead, and make sure that gets out to the news media and the Measure 91 Legislative Committee. I don't know. What do? You threaten to countersue? Is that an option? Can you countersue to make sure that Measure 91 is implemented? I'm no lawyer. I don't know this stuff, but I'm going to be asking. We're going to find out. We got a phone call coming in from the 770 area code. 770, you're on the air with Toker Talk Radio. What's up?
Hey, Russ, it's Big Daddy.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call in to remind everybody to tune in tonight for the live show for Big Daddy Thinks Funky Roller Rink.
That's right, baby. We got our first live Funky Roller Rink coming to you live from Atlanta via our teleconferencing capabilities, and we're keeping our fingers crossed, but I think everything's going to be great.
Oh, it should be. It should be.
Now, will people be able to make requests on this live roller rink?
Probably not initially, maybe later.
Yeah.
We might try doing some requests later on down the road. We're just going to try to do a show where, you know, just going to play some music and, you know, hang out on cam. So
right on.
Now, that's about all I got planned.
That's very cool, man. I'm excited because this is our first attempt at doing cross country, you know, intracontinental broadcast. And if this works out, we may be having a whole bunch more live shows that get added on to the network.
Yeah, nice.
So no pressure.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh, no pressure. No, we're just, I'm just going to, you know, I got like an hour's worth of really good music set up for tonight. You know, I've already, you know me, like I plan ahead quite a bit for these shows. So, you know, like I've already got like, you know, 10 or 11 different shows planned. So tonight, I think it's just let's see, you know, because I like to come up with crazy names for my shows. I think tonight is Funkin' Love. So it's all going to be really good funk tunes that might, you know, might be about like being in love or being hanging out with a chick or, you know, or your significant other and just chilling. But they're all really good tunes. So lots of good dance crews in there too. So.
All right.
But from all the different eras, you know, we got old R&B. We've got a couple of disco tunes in there. Yeah, so like it's gonna be some good stuff. Maybe some people will recognize some of the songs. So who knows? And like I said, I'll just be sitting here chilling on the cam and calling them out. And you know, it's gonna be very similar to like I told you before. It's gonna be similar to like listening to Soul Town and the Groove mixed together. So
yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I got my vapor pen ready to go, and we'll do that tonight. 8 p.m. every Thursday night live here on 420radio.org. It's going to be a blast.
All right, man. Well, I just want to let you, I'll let you get back to it. So I thought you could use a little good news because you're getting a little hot under the collar there.
Yeah, I'm a little pissed off, man. Everybody says it's like, oh, man, once it's legal, what are you going to do? I'm like, shit, once it's legal, that's when the fighting starts.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, man, we'll see you tonight.
All right, take it easy, Big Daddy. See you later. All right, Thursday night, tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time, Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. I'm really excited about this. Going to be a good, good time. All right, so we're taking a look at, Roland Reverend in the chat room has a good question. If they win on the marijuana issue and say that, hey, we can tax marijuana locally, doesn't that mean that they can tax booze locally? Yeah, I would think so. If the law is a word for word copy, why wouldn't that be the precedent? Now, I can tell you that floating a alcohol tax here, especially a sales tax in Oregon, is going to go over like a lead balloon. But it should be passed. Oregon's alcohol taxes are ludicrously low. They haven't been raised in years. And we got a strong craft brew industry and a winery industry that fights any attempt to raise the alcohol taxes. Maybe that's what they're afraid of. Maybe that's what the cities and counties are afraid of, is once we get established as marijuana businesses, that $35 an ounce state tax is the only tax there's going to be, and it's just going to get lower. It is a pretty weak legal case as I look at it. And again, I'm no lawyer. I can't tell you, you know, I'm, but when you open up with Oregon's a home rule state that allows cities or counties to adopt ordinances unless they're specifically preempted by state law, and we've got a state law that specifically preempts them, it's a tough argument to make.
Continue the conversation with Radical Russ online. Visit RadicalRuss.com and email RadicalRuss@gmail.com.
Science! All right, so I got to tell you one really cool thing about this song. Go, you know that Bohemian Gravity tune that we play where the dude does a cappella singing to Bohemian Rhapsody with talking about quantum physics? Okay, so this guy is called A Cappella Science. Go Google A Cappella Science Thomas Dolby. He does a live a cappella version of Blinded Me with Science and then gets Thomas Dolby to sing it with him. It's awesome. Check it out.
Four20 Radio, freeing your mind 24 hours a day. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs, and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics, Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. NORML stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks are far less than those posed by legal drugs. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. 45 after the hour, and Libramator, for a little random number generating piece of software code, sometimes picks the most appropriate tunes. This is War with City Country City. When I first saw it, I thought it said City County City. I'm like, are you kidding me? Just when I'm talking about the cities and counties. Amazing. All right, so let me get to this. More stuff. More of this shenanigans from Rob Beauvais and the Associated Oregon Counties League of Oregon Cities. I've been reading a little bit more of their memo. And this part on the local tax part. Let me pull this one up. All right, so Measure 91 says, quote, no county or city of this state shall impose any fee or tax, including occupation taxes, privilege taxes, and inspection fees, in connection with the purchase, sale, production, processing, transportation, and delivery of marijuana items. The local, or the liquor law says, quote, no county or city of this state shall impose any fee or tax, including occupation taxes, privilege taxes, and inspection fees in connection with the production, sale, mixing, serving, transporting, delivering, or handling of malt or other alcoholic liquors. So, almost a word-for-word copy. We don't have the mixing part or the serving part or the handling part that the alcohol law has. We've got purchase, sale, production, processing, transportation, and delivery. The alcohol one has production, sale, transporting, delivery, and handling. Okay, so mixing, serving, and handling. So here's the little legal loophole Beauvais wants to try to slither through. He says that where there is no direct conflict, the courts will uphold a local government's tax. For example, a local government may be able to impose a tax on the transfer, handling, or serving of marijuana products because taxes associated with those activities are not expressly foreclosed by the text of the measure. So, what he's saying is, Measure 91 says you can't have a purchase tax, a sales tax, a production tax, a processing tax, a transportation tax, or a delivery tax, but says it doesn't say you can't have a transfer tax, a handling tax, or a serving tax. That would stand. Okay, so in this thing, we have to understand how transferring, handling, and serving doesn't come under the provisions of purchasing, selling, transporting, and delivering. If I'm transferring marijuana, I'm the bud tender, and I transfer it to the purchaser, that transfer is serving him. That transfer is delivering the marijuana items. What is the difference between transferring marijuana items and delivering marijuana items? Handling. He wants to have a handling tax. What is it that's in handling that wouldn't be covered by selling and transporting and delivering? I have to handle it to be able to deliver it, don't I? This is just unbelievable. And this is isn't this the same guy who tried to tell us that he had the marijuana oil memo? Wasn't he the same guy? Oh, that was Colorado. I'm sorry, that was Colorado where he was saying the marijuana oil wasn't oil because of a comma, right? Whatever. Same kind of shenanigans. And toward the end of the memo, the federal law part, gotta love this part. Even if a court were to conclude as a matter of state law that Measure 91 preempts local authority over marijuana licenses, Right, which it will, which it should. A court should conclude that Measure 91 clearly said that it preempts those local controls. He is saying that even if a court finds that at the state level, those preemptions, and indeed the entire regulatory structure of Measure 91, may be without effect under federal law. The Federal Controlled Substances Act prohibits the manufacture, distribution, and possession of marijuana. In the Emerald Steel case, the Oregon Supreme Court concluded the Controlled Substances Act preempted the state of Oregon from giving a right to use marijuana, and therefore the provisions of the Medical Marijuana Act that established such a right were without effect. The court explained that the portions of the Medical Marijuana Act that gave such a right worked as an obstacle to the purposes and objectives of the Controlled Substances Act. Similarly, a court could conclude that the provisions in Measure 91 that purportedly preempt local governments regarding marijuana licensees and that create the extensive licensing system to engage in the right to grow, possess, distribute, and engage in the retail sale of marijuana stands as an obstacle to federal law. Therefore, a court would likely find those provisions of Measure 91 or similarly without legal effect. So your argument here, let me tell you what the Emerald Steel case was about. The Emerald Steel case was the Oregon version of the Brandon Coates case in Colorado. It's the Oregon version of the Raging Wire case in California. It's a case that's gone down in every medical marijuana state where somebody gets fired for using medical marijuana, and then they sue saying, wait a minute, state law says this is legal, and then the Supreme Court's come down and say, yeah, but federal law says it's illegal, therefore you have no standing to sue. He's going to use that to say that the cities and counties not being able to ban marijuana would be against federal law, would somehow prevent the cities and counties from allowing the federal government to enforce its federal law. You know, because like there's tons of federal agents that are shutting down all the pot parties in Eugene right now, and they wouldn't be able to do so if Eugene, Oregon was going to allow those pot parties to buy their weed at a store. Man, it's just amazing to me. The guy got 8 pages out of this. This is just remarkable how strongly they are trying to simultaneously fight for the right to tax this federally illegal activity and complaining that if they can't ban this federally illegal activity, they'll be in trouble. That's just remarkable that the man's head doesn't explode from the sheer pressure of cognitive dissonance. Unbelievable. And again, the point we're going to make with this, with Portland Normal, is that you're flying in the face of the Cole memo here. Everything you're arguing for is going to enrich the criminals. It's just like Mason Tvert from Marijuana Policy Project. He came out with a press release today on these Colorado sheriffs that are suing to overturn Amendment 64. That was in our headlines in the first hour. A lawsuit by the sheriffs because they're claiming, oh my gosh, we can't support the U.S. Constitution and the Colorado Constitution at the same time. Of course, I'm still looking for that place in the U.S. Constitution where marijuana is illegal. I thought I saw it somewhere on one of the draft copies that were written on hemp paper, but no, it's not in the Constitution, you idiots. Marijuana prohibition is a federal statute. It's a law. It's not in our Constitution. And if you are a law enforcement official in Colorado and you don't understand the demarcation between your responsibilities to uphold your state's law because you are employed by your state versus it's not your gig to uphold federal laws, that's not up to you, that's not your jurisdiction, then Colorado needs some new sheriffs. Colorado needs some new elected officials that understand how the whole federal state system works. But what I think Mason did perfectly in his press release is the way he framed it, because he is a master of framing. And that is, these sheriffs want to give the marijuana industry back to the criminals. They want to shut down 330 licensed stores in Colorado. They want to overturn people's right to grow their own marijuana and to possess it and use it, to gift it to one another. They want to overturn all that as if it would then disappear. Yay, no more marijuana. Yay. As if. All they're doing is ensuring that the local weed dealer, the local weed grower, the Mexican cartels down south get their chunk of the business back. They don't understand. The genie's out of the bottle, the toothpaste's out of the tube. It's not going back. You're not getting your prohibition back. It's not happening. And even if you did succeed, you'd be worse off than the prohibition was before, because now the people have had a taste of freedom. Now the people have understood what a regulated market looks like. And let me tell you, an adult in Colorado or Washington or soon in Oregon or Alaska who has grown accustomed to the idea of shopping in a well-lit, clean, open store with glass cases loaded with dozens of varieties of the finest marijuana flowers on the planet, and dozens, an array of the best concentrates that can be manufactured, and a variety of edible products to choose from, vaporizers, and all of that. Someone who's become accustomed to shopping in that situation, who then finds all his stores are closed, who then is forced to go back to the world of calling the dealer, and he says it'll be 15 minutes and it turns into 2 hours, and you go meet him someplace shady, maybe someone's apartment, maybe the park, maybe a parking lot at the Walgreens, and he hands you a bag that's not labeled and you don't know what's in it, and it could be contaminated and it's probably light and it's not very good quality, and you got to hand him cash because he's not going to take your debit card, your credit card, anything like that. Or maybe he just pulls a gun and takes your money, you know, without giving you the weed. That's entirely possible. Those people aren't going back to that. And they're going to be mighty pissed off if you try to force them to go back to that. I can guarantee you that we are not stopping until we get equal rights. And you're not going to force us back into the closet. You're not going to force us back into the prison cells. We're done with this. Legalization is here to stay. If you don't like marijuana, you're not going to like the future. And furthermore, all that tax money? Oh my goodness. You want to take away $44 million from the state of Colorado? That was just in the first year, folks. It's going to top $100 million in the next couple years. You want to take all that tax money away from the people of Colorado, too, and give it back to Mexican cartels? Want to give it back to dealers so they can buy a new Xbox game? What kind of sheriffs are you that want to promote lawlessness? The hell's going on here? Like I always say, marijuana is unmatched in its ability to addle the brains of those who do not use it. That's all the time I got for today. Time flies when you legalize. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.